Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this Thursday. Thursday. I don't know why I thought of something else. But anyhow, if this is your first time on one of the calls, I certainly appreciate it that you're going to take out some of your time in the evening. I know people usually like to relax right about this time. But our shows are not that long, but they are very informative. So let me go over just a few rules that we have for each one of these shows. First thing is, if you want to ask a question, you're more than welcome to do that during the show or after the show. But always keep it in line with the subject that we're speaking about. In other words, we're not going to respond to calls that say, well, I ordered something last week and I haven't received it yet. See, that's something that needs to be solved by the Home Office. That's not discussed on any of the live Blog Talk Radio shows, okay? So let's always stick to the subject and feel free to ask any question. We're not going to give your name out. You can do that on your own if you want. There's no way that we'll ever try to embarrass somebody by saying, oh, that's a dumb question, or, you know, I mean, you don't know that by now. You know, see, we don't put people on the spot. We don't try to embarrass them. We accommodate them so they feel comfortable, speaking live. I know some people get nervous, but you shouldn't be, because they're not going to embarrass you in any way. Your name will always be kept anonymous unless you yourself want to mention your name. So if you got the email, you know that tonight's talk is about how to build your business using basic business principles. Now, what I mean by basic business principles is there are certain principles that every single business uses in order to build a business. In other words, someone just doesn't open up, let's say, a store, a barbershop, and just put some chairs in there and just waits there and hopes that people will walk in, all right? No, there's a few things you have to do in order to get people into your salon, into your barbershop. First thing you need to do is to put a sign out. Now, it would be silly to open up a barbershop and spending all that money and equipment and not put a sign out front, you know, because no one would know what's there unless you put a sign out. So that's just basically a way of letting the public know what's in that space there. Well, of course, with Scriptures for Us, you don't have a space. The only space you have is your home, and you're not going to be putting a sign outside your home saying Scriptures for Us home-based business, knock on the door or something like that. Of course not. So one of the first basic principles that you need to follow is you need to add people to your group. In fact, what I always encourage people to do, and if you haven't done it yet, by all means, do it as soon as possible, okay? Go to your own personal website. If you're new or you don't have a website at all, then just go to our company website. That's Scriptures, the number 4, and then US.com. Let me repeat that. www.scriptures, S-C-R-I-P-T-U-R-E-S, the number 4, us.com, and it'll bring up our site. It'll say there, it'll be a tab below our name that'll say how to get started. Just click that on, and that'll tell you 3 steps that you need to follow in order to build a successful business. This business is very simple. Our marketing program is very simple. We don't have multi-level marketing with all these different kinds of levels and infinity and all these other things that kind of confuse people. Our marketing program is simple. You get 90% commission when someone joins your group, if they join the Bible Lessons online or the Bible Lessons on CD. If they join the product certificate program, then you get 40% commission every month automatically on that person as long as they're in the program. That's not hard to understand, all right? Now, we do have another program, okay, which we always encourage people to join. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit more about this program on the next call, which will probably be maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday. In fact, we might have two calls next week. We might even have a call during the days next week. We'll let you know. Just always watch your emails. And this program is called the Get Serious Program. And it's a way to join any of our auto programs and boost your commission rate on Bible lessons on CD from 90% all the way up to 100% commission. And we'll explain to you, not on this call, but we'll explain to you how using that program, by getting 100%, you could just get one person, you know, in a whole year. If you just get one person, then you'll break even on the amount of money that you need to pay up front. But I won't talk about that any further. We'll talk about that on the next call. But basically, that's all you need to do. Number one, as it says in your How to Get Started tab, number one, join one of the autoship programs. Now, the autoship programs, we have three of them, actually four. We have the Bible Lessons Online, which is $19.95 per month. The Bible Lessons on CD, which is $21.95 a month. That's because we have to ship that to your home, so that's an extra cost there. And also with the Bible Lessons on CD, you also get the Bible Lessons Online as well. So you get both when you order the Bible Lessons on CD. And then we have the Product Certificate Program. You know, we realize that there are some people out there that are Christians and don't want to listen to our teachings for whatever reason. Sometimes they might have a pastor that, you know, discourages them from listening to other teachings. I mean, that goes on a lot, so we already knew that. So in that case, we didn't want to leave that person out. We wanted to, you know, allow them to purchase our products and become a member that way. Now, if you don't know anything about our products, then I suggest you go to the site. And again, underneath your name or our name, you'll see our products. And all you have to do is click that on it, and it'll give you a list of all our products, a description of each. And we have, in case you didn't know, we have nutritional products. We have skincare products. We have bath products. We have shower products and body lotion products. And if you're a member of Scriptures, you join one of the auto programs, then you're entitled to get 50% off of all of our products, okay? So that's the first thing you have to do is join one of those auto programs, because that's what we use to pay commissions, okay? We can't pay commissions on any type of advertising program, or you can't pay commissions on if you're, let's say, charging someone a fee, monthly fee to join. That's all been discontinued by the Federal Trade Commission as being illegal, so we don't do that. So you have to pay commissions on something, so that's what we use to pay our commissions to anybody, you know, the auto program. The next step, number two, is to add people to your group. Again, if you heard me in the beginning, I said, you know, if you open up a barbershop, you're not just going to open it up. The first thing you're going to do is put a sign out there. See, that's a way of advertising. Advertising just lets people know what you have to offer. But if people don't know what you have to offer, then how are they going to, you know, participate in what you're trying to sell them? So the first thing you have to do, and that's one of the basic principles of building a business, is to advertise. Now, we have the co-op advertising program, and the money that we collect on that we use to put ads in network marketing magazines. And then when we get responses from that, from those people, those responses are divided among those who are on the auto program. The co-op advertising program. We also had recently added a Facebook advertising program. We're really doing with that. That's really inexpensive. It's only $18 a month. And you'll get, you know, we've been getting tons and tons of people from that. So if you want to build your group, you might want to think about doing that, okay? So you got two things you must do in order to build a business. And we're not talking about thousands of dollars here, folks. I mean, first of all, you have a turnkey business. Your business is already set up, and it's raring to go. All you have to do is participate. You don't have to spend any money in building a website or getting setting up an 800 number system. You won't have to send out checks. You won't have to figure out commissions for people in your group. You won't have to collect names and then send out info packs or whatever. All that's already set up for you. All you have to do is, now we're not talking about $5 or $10 worth of merchandise you're getting or services. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. That's how much it would cost you to build, you know, to build what we're offering you for free. Okay? I mean, just to get a website, you would have to, number one, pay an annual fee to have that website remain on the internet. If you don't do that, then someone else can take your website. Or if you don't, I mean, if you fail to pay your yearly fee, then someone could easily take your website and use it. Also, there's a monthly fee. Every month, you have to pay your webmaster a fee, anywhere from, you know, some are $10 all the way up to $49 per month. You won't have to pay any of that. That's all paid for. 800 numbers are toll free. Okay, now everybody seems to think, well, how, they're toll-free for the caller, okay? But the one that sets up the toll-free number has to pay for each call. So when someone uses our 800 number or 844 number, both of those are toll-free, we are charged a fee for each one of those calls by the minute, okay? So you don't have to do that either. So that's already set up for you. So you, what your first thing you want to do is count your blessings. I mean, you got a turnkey business that isn't costing you a dime. So by all means, take advantage of it and do whatever it takes to get where you're trying to get. I mean, don't penny pinch. And don't give up after a couple of months. That's just plain silly. You can't build a business in a couple of months and then, you know, quit your job. But yet some people seem to think that. I hope that anybody who's on this line right now doesn't think that, you know, because if you do, then I suggest you get that out of your mind right away. Any business, I don't care what it is, what kind of business, it just takes time to build. Now, we have the program that will help you build your business little by little, okay? Of course, the more money you spend on your business and advertising, of course, the more people are going to be added to your group, and the more people that are added to your group, the more are going to join. It's that simple, okay? I mean, you join, and there's people out there that also will join. Not everybody joins. Some people just request information for whatever reason. I don't know, you know, or maybe they just want to find out what this is all about, but just are not ready to join at this particular time. But thank God we keep everybody that requests information. They're in our system, and they're in your downline. So they're always there in case you want to send them an email or something like that. So we got two steps so far. Number one, joining one of the auto programs. That's up to you which one you want to join, okay? Number two is join one of the advertising programs. And number three, probably the most important thing, is contact the people that have joined your group. Now, your first contact should always be by phone. Now, get this out of your mind, okay? There's nothing to be nervous about, because you're going to be talking about someone who's more than likely a Christian just like you, okay? So you have that in common already. You're not a salesperson. You don't want to come across as a salesperson. All you want to do is basically contact this person so you can welcome them to your group and introduce yourself. Now, that does two things right away. Number one, it's going to solidify the fact that you're a real person, you know, not just some name on a piece of paper, on an email. And number two, it'll solidify the fact that Scriptures for Us is a real company, okay? See, now, people nowadays are very, very suspicious, okay, about anything that goes on the internet, you know. So what you want to do is you want to get rid of that suspicion right away, as soon as possible, okay? So that's going to automatically be done the suspicion about whether or not we're a scam or not is going to be automatically done away with once you call them, okay? Now, what you want to do is you're not going to be training this person because, you know, we're just giving you the training right now in, you know, 15, 20 minutes just by using those three steps. That's everybody gets that training. Anybody could just train themselves just by looking at that. So you're not going to try to train this person. If they ask you some kind of maybe technical question, say, you know, what Scripture for Us recommends you do is to call them so that whatever answer you get, you're going to know it's 100% correct. But the reason I'm calling is I want to verify all the information that you've submitted to Scriptures for Us. And what you want to do is you want to find out if they received an email from us, because when someone signs up, an email is sent to them, and that same email with all their information on it is also sent to you. So you have their name, their address, their phone number, their email address. And what you need to do is you need to verify that information. Now, why do I say that? Well, especially people that call on the phone, I mean, sometimes even when they type it in their computer and send it to us that way, they make mistakes. For instance, especially on the phone, you'll hear somebody say their email is johnforjesus@gmail.com. And that's the last thing they're asked to do, and then they hang up. So now we're thinking, okay, John for Jesus. Now, is that John the number 4? Or is it F-O-R or F-O-U-R? See, there's three ways we can take that as the email address. So more than likely, we'll usually put the number 4. So if we were correct writing that down, I mean sending that to them, then it did get to them. But if their email address is John, the number 4, Jesus, and we put John, F-O-R, Jesus, then it didn't get to them. See? So that's what you want to find out. You want to ask them, did you receive any email information from Scriptures? And say, no, I didn't receive anything. I've been waiting, you know. I requested some information, but I didn't receive anything. Well, then more than likely, we got the wrong email address. Or just ask them, did you also check your spam folder? Because sometimes it will go in there. They say, well, yeah, I did that too. Okay, well, let's check your email address. I have your email address is John, J-O-H-N, the number 4, Jesus, at gmail.com. And they'll say, no, that's not the right one. It's John, F-O-R, Jesus, at gmail.com. See? So what you want to do is, okay, well, let's do this. I want you to receive information on Scriptures for Us. So what I'll do is when we hang up, I'm going to call up Scriptures. I'm going to contact them and give them the correct email just so you can get all the information you need on how to get started in your email, okay? And then tell them, okay, John, once you receive your email, what I'd like you to do, okay, I'd like to talk to you again sometime, but in the meantime, what I'd like you to do is to go to your website. It's in your email. Your website address will be in there. And the first thing I want you to do is click on the link that's below your name that says how to get started. And read that. It's real simple. It's only three simple steps. Read that over, and there's other tabs you can, you know, click on and read that will give you all the information you need about our company and how to get started. In the meantime, if you need any help, you're more than welcome to call me, but I highly recommend that you call the company because, the company has all the correct information that you need, and you can be 100% assured that if you call them up, you're going to get the correct answer. However, if you do want to call up and just, you know, talk to me about whatever, you're more than welcome to do that anytime. So that's all you want to do on your call, you know. It takes, you know, 3 to 5 minutes maybe. So if you're getting a couple people a week, you're going to spend maybe 15, 20 minutes a week building your business, because you're not going to be on the phone with that person every day. You're going to call them once, okay, maybe call them again a second time. But then what you want to do, You might want to call, in fact, you might want to wait a week and call them a second time just to see if they received their info pack, okay? If not, double-check all the information that they've had and, you know, contact us again if it's incorrect. But you must want to call again and just say hello. I want to know if you have any questions or whatever. Now, in the meantime, what you'll do on a regular basis now is, you know, if you haven't been to your back office, I suggest you go there, okay, and learn how to use that. If you don't know how to use it, all right, let's first tell you how to get there. Again, on your website, one of the links, I think it's right below how to get started, it says Members Back Office. Now, when you click that on it, you give your username. That's the same one, name you put after your scriptureforus.com/. That's your username or ID. You put that in there, and you put your password in there. If you don't know your password, then there's a tab, you know, at the bottom there that'll give you your password if you click on it. And if that seems a little complicated for you, just give us a call, and we'll give you your web address over the phone, or you can email us and we'll do the same thing. Now, when you put your username and your password in there and click enter, it'll bring you to your back office. Now, you're going to see some tabs there. There's only about three of them that you really want to use, okay? One is the genealogy report, and that'll show you all the members in your group. And next to their name, there will be an icon where you can click their email address if you want to just send that one particular person an email. And it'll tell you how many people you have in your group. And the next tab you want to look at would be commissions, okay? Commissions. When you click that on, two windows pop up. One says your monthly commission. That'll tell you how much money you've earned up to that particular time, because it changes all the time. You know, as people are added to your group and people join the auto program, your commissions are going to, of course, change, okay? So that's something you want to do on a regular basis. Then underneath that is your first level volume. This is the one that will probably help you more than anything. This will list all the members in your group, okay? And it'll be like a row. It'll have their name, their email address, and then all the way at the end, it'll have personal volume. Now, if that particular member or any of your members joins one of the auto programs, okay, there'll be a dollar figure right at the end of their particular row. In other words, if they joined the Bible lessons online, at the end of their row, under personal volume, you'll see $19.95. So every time someone joins one of the auto programs, you're going to see some kind of dollar figure there. So you know that particular person joined the auto program. Now, what you might want to do is, you know, when you see that, there's an email address right in that same tab. Just click on their email and just, you know, I see you joined the auto program. Thank you. I'm glad you did. You might just want to put a little short little message and to thank them that and welcome them to the fact, or encourage them to the fact that they joined one of the auto programs or whatever other program they might join. Now, the other tab, and this is the one we recommend you use a couple times a month. You don't want to use it every day. A couple times a month or even three times a month is more than enough, okay? It's the email tab. Now, what you can do with this email tab, okay, and this takes a few minutes, folks, and it's going to do wonders for your group, okay? When you click on this tab, three boxes will come up. One will say subject, one will say body, and the bottom one says send to group, email to group. So what you do, let's say that you're trying to encourage your members to join the auto program. So in the subject, you would put auto program. And then in the subject, you would put dear member. Okay, you can't put each person's name there, especially when you have to get a lot of people. Dear member, and then put underneath that, you know, I just joined the Bible Lessons Online auto program, and I really been listening to the lessons. I really like everything that's there. And if you haven't joined this program, I encourage you with all my heart to join this as soon as you can. Here's the link to join, or if you want to call the company, you know, here's the toll-free number, and you can join up that way. God bless, Joe, whatever your name is, okay? Then you click on email to downline. And every single person, okay, in your downline will receive that same message. Now, here's the only clue. Here's the only thing you have to really remember when you're sending messages in that email tab. Always make it short and to the point, okay? And always a message that will encourage them to do something that you're doing. In other words, you join the auto program. Now you're encouraging them to join the Bible Lessons Online as well, or one of the other auto programs, because you joined it. See? Now, let's say that you purchased one of our products. Let's say you purchased the Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel. And you start using it, and you say, wow, I really like this. You know, so, wow, your next email, you put in there, in the subject, Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel. And in the body, you put, dear member, I just purchased a bottle of Invigorating Bath and Shower Gel. I must admit, I love it. My skin feels great. It smells great. And if you haven't tried any of their products, I encourage you to purchase one of their products as soon as possible. If you don't like it, there's always a 100% money-back guarantee. Then your name, and boom, send it out to everybody in your group. See, what you want to do is you always want to share something positive that you are experiencing with the company, okay? Because when you do it, your personal testimony is much more powerful than if we did it. In other words, every company is going to say, oh, our products are the best. Well, every company says that, okay? So people are kind of used to hearing that, you know. But when it comes directly from someone that's actually using the product or has joined one of their programs or services, when it comes directly from that person, it has 100 times more effect on that person than when we say it. And it takes a couple of minutes to write out one of those emails and send it. And do it about no more than 3 times a month. 2 times a month is fine, usually in the beginning or towards the end of each month. And you know, just by doing that, you're going to show all your members that you care about them. You're always thinking about them. And what's good about our program is maybe some people have forgotten about us, but we haven't forgotten about them, because everybody that signs up and gets a website is automatically each couple of three times a week, a couple of times a week, is sent one of the script news. Every person that's joined the program and every person that's got a website gets that script news 2-3 times every single week. So our name is always in front of people. And I can't begin to tell you how many times, you know, people after maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, sometimes even longer, all of a sudden, because they've been receiving those script news, and we're, you know, keep telling them about things that are going on in the scriptures for us, maybe a new program, a new product, or whatever, okay? Eventually, we catch them at the right time, and all of a sudden, we get a phone call from them and say, you know what, I've been getting your emails, and I think it's time for me to join. Or maybe something happened when they first requested information. They just wanted information, okay, but maybe they just lost their job or didn't have enough money at that particular time, but now they're ready to go. So you never give up on people, and that's why you always want to send them an email, your whole group, a couple times a month. Because you don't want to bug them and send them one every single day or something like that. That would turn people off, okay? So you just do it two to three times a month. We recommend really 2 times. And we'll do the rest for you. And that's basically all you need to do to build your business. And little by little, we always try to encourage people to understand this. You know, little by little, your group will grow. And as your group grows, so do your commission checks. And as your commission checks grow, they get bigger and bigger and bigger until eventually you're going to be earning a lot more money than you ever have with any other home-based business you may have tried. Because most people, believe it or not, that tried home-based businesses lose money. Hardly anybody in this program loses money because our program pays such a high commission. Okay, give you an example. Then we're going to end this. If you join the Bible Lessons Online, pay $19.95 a month. And if you get just one person in your group to join the Bible Lessons Online, you're going to get back $17.96. So all of a sudden, your membership the next month costs you $1.99. Who else can say that? Most companies got to have hundreds of people in your group before you ever even break even. Or before you maybe even receive a commission. And some don't even never receive a commission. Now, if you get two people, now you're in the profit. See, so you're not only is your membership paid for, but now you're going to have extra money to put in your pocket. And the more people that join the auto programs, of course, that your income will increase. And, you know, who can't use a little extra money? We're not talking about millions of dollars a month and stuff like that. We don't promote that type of business, you know, because that's all just fantasy. And it's a way to get people to join their company only to find out that everything they've been told was just a big lie. In the meantime, they spent thousands of dollars. And I talk to people like that. And it really bothers me when I hear that companies could care less about their members, you know. All they want is their money, and they'll do anything and say anything to get that person's money. And then when they, you know, lose their life savings, there are some people I've talked to that actually lost their life savings. They just throw you aside, care less, you know. You know, this company is a company for scriptures, for Christians. I started this company because I believe in Galatians 6:10. It says, when you have opportunity to do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. So we're supposed to have a special love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And what easier way can you help a brother in Christ simply by participating in this program? And it's such a small amount of money to participate, there's no reason why anybody should not want to participate. Just for the fact that knowing by you participating, you're helping another brother or sister in Christ. And to me, that should be number one. Number one reason why you joined this company. Okay, we're at the end of the show. We try to keep it about a half hour long. That's about 33 minutes. And if anybody has a question or a comment, all you need to do is press 1 on your touchtone phone and we'll be able to put you on the air. Sometimes people don't just like listening, and that's fine with us. You know, you're not forced to say anything. I see somebody wants to say something here, so I'll put them on the air.
Rosario?
Yes.
This is Dr. Herder. I haven't been active for a while because I've been trying to study the system that you have.
Who is
and
this?
I think it's a great system. And I still would like to do some programs for you. On the
How
other hand...
Again? Wait, what's your name again?
Leroy Herder.
Oh, okay. Herder. I didn't get you. Right. Yeah, you're more than welcome to do a program with us.
Well,
you know, for us.
I've taken some time off, and I've studied a lot of different situations. I still love scriptures. But
Amen.
My question for you tonight is, if I'm on the auto ship for names, do I have to also be on the auto ship for scriptures?
What names? What do you mean names? I'm not sure what you mean by names.
Well, you know, your co-op program.
Oh, the co-op doesn't qualify you for commission check. You have to be on one of the auto programs in order to be qualified for a commission check.
So I have to join two programs, basically.
Well, you can just join one. Some people just join the Bible lessons online because they like listening to the Bible lessons online, but they're not interested in participating in the opportunity. And the fact that when they join one of the auto programs, they also get 50% off any of our products. So some people just do that. But if you want to run it as a business, and you need to join both. Now we have the $18
a month. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Because okay. When I was with you previously, I was only in the co-op program, and that didn't work very well for me. I got some names.
Okay.
But if the names, if those people didn't join into, say, Scriptures or the CD program, then I never got a commission.
Right. Yeah,
I'm trying to understand is basically I have to join two programs.
Right.
If I want to get names to build the business.
Right.
Okay, well, that's
one is the auto program. One qualifies you to receive commissions. That's the auto program. And the other one helps you build your group by adding people to your group every month. If you're not adding people to your group, then, how are you going to earn any money? You're not.
Yeah, that helps me understand that because, you could join one for $19.95, but then you're going to have to spend additional money to be in the other group. So we're talking $50-$60 a month.
No, it's not going to cost that much. Let's say you just join. I mean, even that's still peanuts compared to what other companies charge you just for their monthly fee. You join Amway, you're talking about $150 a month just for products. That doesn't include any kind of advertising. You just have to kind of, meet people and introduce them to the company or hand out your cards or something or get a mailing list, So $19.95 a month is really peanuts compared to other home-based businesses.
Okay, well, I think I understand that a little bit better.
Well, $19.95, and let's say you join. Okay.
Yeah, $19.95 to be on the co-op program.
Yeah, no, it's on the auto program. $19.95 for the Bible lessons online, and let's say you joined the Facebook advertising program, which was, I don't think we had it when you were in. That's $18 a month. So now you're talking about $37.95 a month.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware of the Facebook program.
Yeah, we didn't have that when you were active,
No. No.
So you should have gotten emails. Have you been getting our script news at all?
Well, I may have, but I've been tremendously busy.
Okay.
I'm still a full-time pastor.
Okay.
And
Right. I knew that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
so,
I want everybody to know that.
I still would like to do some programs for you.
Yeah, I'd like everybody to know that Pastor Herder did a teaching a while ago on our on this live show that was called Living in a Chaotic World. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Something like that, which was very, very good. In fact, if you want to listen to it, you can go to this month's Bible lesson, and it's still up there. But we're more than happy to have you come and do another one anytime you want. Just
I will
know
do that. It's just I can't even begin to tell you what I've been through. But praise the Lord, and I appreciate your time, and that helped me understand what I need to do.
Okay. Anything else I can help you with? All right, buddy.
That's it.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to make a comment or ask a question? Okay. No one? All right. Well, that usually is the case. You get maybe one or two people wanting to ask questions. Most people just like listening because for whatever reason, and I experienced this the first time I ever called up a radio show or a live talk show, you kind of get nervous, You fumble your words, and I did that the first time I ever called up. But when you do it as long as I have, then, that doesn't happen. But we're more than happy that you at least listened to what we had to say, and I hope with all my heart that it has helped you. Okay? Now, if you ever need any help, now please, believe me when I tell you this, okay? You're more than welcome to call us anytime, as many times as you want. If you have any questions or need help with anything, if you need help with your back office, how to go about doing it, maybe you don't understand any particular part about which auto program to join, by all means, call us, okay? See, that 844 number is not used for people calling in for information. We have an 800 number for that. So that line was specifically set up for our members to call to get some training or ask questions, okay? Or even if they want, they could, you know, place an order. So we have plenty of time on that particular line to help you out. So don't call like some people do and say, oh, I hate to bother you. You know, believe me, when you call, you're not bothering anyone. You know, we'd love to hear from you. We like talking on the phone, especially me. And so feel free to give us a call if you have any questions, okay, whatsoever. So if no one else is going to be saying anything, don't forget this call will be archived maybe tomorrow or maybe Friday, more than likely Friday, so you can listen to it again and tell your friends about it. You know, again, send an email in your back office and, you know, telling them that you listened to the call. Here's the link. You can go and listen to it if you want and send that out to all your members just by clicking on send email. Okay, with that, I'd like to thank everybody again, and I just want to let you know that I love you, and so does your Savior, Jesus Christ, and he proved that by dying on a cross for you 2017 years ago, and I praise him every single day for doing that.
Amen.
I'm sure that each person does the same thing themselves. So with that, everybody have a nice weekend. Watch your emails for the next show, and again, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. Have a nice evening, and God bless you.
Want to be,
yeah,
I can just run the house and bring papers. tomorrow, people find out your question. I'm going to Name's Wall Street. And come here to warn you. Someone from the future is coming to destroy Krypton. Because where I'm from, your grandson is the greatest hero in the universe. I'm running out of time. You have to save Superman.
Heavy. Yeah. You can remember. I was the one who was looking after Ola. Yes, I remember.
Where is she? I know about the voice. I know that he is not the person he says he is, but I need to know that Ona is safe.
She's safe. He likes her.
What is going on? Why are you here?
Ona and I found out about voices. James. He tried to make us believe he'd been reborn. But then I saw what was happening in the chest of chamber. And now, every night, he plugs himself into it. When he does, it's like he's in some kind of deep trance. I think he's sucking his energy dry, using the embryo of battery, getting strong by drawing the light from it.
Models. Offers in June 4th.
to find out more about all our great deals, visit Toyota.com.
Get your Toyota today.
Toyota, let's go places.
This just in, Lana has 5 calories and no artificial sweeteners. And this just in keeps putting blueberries inside of raspberries. Raspberry.
We're all like that. Hey, keep up, Princess. What's am I looking at?
Jack, sir. This is Jim.
I know. You made the biggest piece for me right now. Remember that? How do you feel when your whole life is down the street and you have a true message to feel? Pretty sure it's not true.
Figuring out who the enemy really is. Do you like water?
I just wanted you to breathe. So don't help out.
Sometimes when I've ended up with
That's not so bad.
A bigger black and blue than that.
Yeah. Not so bad.
So evidently this getting in my little vein.
Yeah. Are you feeling
one person?
Well, I'm going to watch a little bit more of Krypton.
Okay.
That's Superman. Then I'll be up.
Quantum Express, our crew is replaceable. Your package is... It's Douglas. Well, I have to knock his motor function. So when he wakes up, he's going to be sitting conscious.
So, Henry. Hello.
But his mom is impossible to know.
Do it.
As soon as things get hard,